Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to season 3 of the Cosmic Chats with Debbie Sugarbaker podcast. On this show, I bring on individuals from all different sectors who are elevating consciousness around different aspects of life, living, and even death. Please enjoy this episode.
Since I started this podcast, I always wanted to have you on because you've just been such a good guide for me at different times in my life over the years. And I always said, you know, Michelle would be great to come on the show. You're also a person, by the way, that you've always, to me, you've always like embodied your energy so beautifully and just really have always been yourself. And to me, that's like, that's radiance, you know, that creativity, that magic. And that's what I want, you know, that's what the Cosmic Chats is. It's a space where the people who come on, or me, myself, we can all tap into our magic a little bit more because our magic is just connecting with our true self. You know, so it's a place, hopefully, that we can kind of let our guards down and be who we are, especially in the professional space, you know, as intuitives, guides, and healers.
Totally.
And sometimes in the world, we're looked at as like the woo-woo. So.
Yes. I hate being called woo-woo.
I know. I don't even like that term. But,
yeah, and I thank you for being patient with me because, you know, you did ask me, like, I don't even know how many years ago, but I was like, no, I can't do this. So I know this is kind of, you know, it's next level for me, let's put it that way.
Totally. So why don't you share with everyone, like, how did you come into this work, into your work? And, you know, I shared a little bit, but you can share a little bit more about what you do.
Okay, so it was very accidental, let's put it that way. I mean, I was very intuitive growing up. I maybe wasn't totally aware of it. Basically, I was at a stage in my life that I hit rock bottom. I didn't really have the answers for myself. I was the type of person that always tried to get answers on my own and try to figure everything out. So I wasn't the type of person saying, well, let me ask my guides and see what they, you know, that wasn't me. It was always, I had to take the burden and figure things out. But I got to this place that I had no, like, I didn't have answers anymore. I didn't know where to turn. So I actually, my spiritual teacher, the Rav, had passed away a couple of months earlier, and I begged for an answer. For answers, basically, for what to do, what my next steps were, and that night, the Rav appeared in my bedroom, like as clear as I'm seeing, like you or my phone actually in front of me, I could see him, and I received a whole bunch of answers. We had a conversation. I know it sounds weird, and I was the first person to think it was weird. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I am seeing him right now, and he's talking to me, and I was freaking out, and I, you know, popped my eyes open to see, like, am I actually sleeping, or what is this? Is this a dream? I was awake. I mean, I was in alpha state. I received a whole bunch of answers. We had a whole conversation, and then after that, I was like, oh my God, like, this was incredible. I need to do this again. And I begged for the same kind of scenario to happen again. And it did a month later.
Wow.
And then I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. Now, shortly after that, you know, Jason, my hubby, would introduce me to people and people I'd met for the first time, and I'd be talking to them and they'd be like, you know, I don't know, just sharing things. And I would say something like, how do you know that? Like, oh my God, how do you know? And I'm like, I don't know, how do I know what? And they're like, I've never told anybody that. And I'm like, what? And I start to get freaked out a little bit because I was like, how is it that I know all this stuff? I didn't realize I knew it. I thought I was thinking it. So I started to get freaked out. I was like, oh my God. And then I started hearing voices in my left ear. And I thought I was schizophrenic. I literally thought something was wrong with me. And So I heard the voices and I'm like, oh my God, something's not quite right. And I actually confided in one friend and I told her, I said, listen, I'm hearing voices right now. I think I'm schizophrenic and I know things about people that I don't know how I know these things. I keep thinking that I'm thinking it, but people are freaking out whenever I have conversations with them. So she told me, she said, maybe you should go see this tarot card reader, and see if she sees that you can see. And I was like, what are you even talking about? Okay. So I went to the tarot card reader, who, like, the first card I picked was the Seer card. And so I was like, what? At first I was like, what is this? She goes, do you know that your third eye is open? And I'm like, I don't know, I guess. I don't know. And she said, you know, you're meant to be channeling for people in this life. And I was like, no, I want to do something else. Like, I pushed it away. I didn't even want to do it. And she said, no, this is what you came here to do. And every card I was picking was leading towards that. Even though I was like, no, I want, you know, tell me what else I can do. So anyway, so every card I was picking was leading to being a channel. And so then I said, okay, well, can you teach me? And she said, no, I don't see. I just read cards. I don't see. Let's ask when you'll meet your teacher. So anyways, we asked the cards and the card said that I'll be meeting my teacher like 2 months later. And this amazing teacher from Argentina, who actually, she was a healer and she was doing some healing for my brother-in-law. She was on the phone with Jason and I walked into the car while he was on the phone with her and she just stopped the conversation. And she was like, you know, who just got into that, into your car with like big brown eyes? I'm freaking out. I'm like, who's in the car? Like, can she actually see me? And and she was like, do you know that your third eye is totally open? So again, I'm freaking out again. And I'm like, I don't know, I guess. And she was like, I have to meet you. So she actually flew from Argentina to Los Angeles like a week or so after. She had told me that her guides had guided her to come meet me or to meet somebody in Los Angeles. So she had this flight already booked. She didn't know that she was meeting me, but this is what she shared with me afterwards. And so, yeah. So I met with her and she was like, kind of like Mr. Miyagi. She was like, I need to teach you everything I know. Like this, you came here to do this. And so she taught me. And even then I was still like, I didn't believe that I had the gift. I still didn't believe. Even after she taught me, I didn't really have that trust in myself. And then she told me, I worked with her for like 8 months at practice. And she said, you know, you're going to be doing readings one day. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't believe her. I didn't even want to believe her. And then basically a friend of mine came to stay. I think 5 months into my practice, she came to stay with us at our apartment. And I told her, I said, listen, I'm learning this stuff. Do you want to practice with me? Like just for fun. So we did this session and it was like a mind-blowing, crazy session. I was totally having fun just sharing what I'd learned. And it was an insane session. We connected to both her parents who had passed away and I don't know, it was like, that was kind of the, when everything shifted for me. So she was so blown away. I thought I was just having fun. She went back home to New York and told all her friends. And after that, I just started doing readings. It just organically happened. It wasn't anything that I had planned for, but yeah. So that's kind of the story. Yeah. Cray.
Speechless. Did you, when you had the initial conversation, when you were, you know, after your spiritual teacher had passed away, who you said was, we know him as the Rav, he's both of our spiritual teachers.
Yeah.
Did he mention anything about, or did you have a conversation? Did you have any inkling at that time that this was going to be your path?
No, I did not. Now, before he passed away, he did used to always stop me and tell me, you know, do you need me for anything? Like, are you, you know, I'm available to you 24 hours, 7 days a week. He would always say that. And I didn't really know what that meant. So I never really reached out for help because back then I felt like I needed to handle my own things, right? I'm not going to call anybody to share my problems with them, right? So, well, wait, what was I saying? So actually months later, my mom came to visit him and he said to my mom, he said, you know, Michelle seems to think she can figure everything out on her own. She doesn't need me or she doesn't need my help. So I don't actually meditate on her. I was like, what? I was like, I want to be on this list that she meditates for people. Yeah. I was like, what do you mean I don't need his help? I do. I desperately do. And this is kind of a backstory. So anyways, so I kind of put it to the test. This is before he passed away. I decided that I would have conversations with him and talk to him as though he was in front of me. And I would say, okay, if you really can hear me and solve my issues, then I'm going to just start talking to you. So I did. And then you're going to prove it to me in real life because I'm Capricorn, so like I like proof, evidence. So
it's so funny. I was just going to ask you a few sentences back. Is your sign Capricorn?
Yeah, I needed evidence. Sounds like hard evidence.
Goat going up the hill, you know, like the goats they can go really high and they don't need much help.
Right. So I was putting him to the test. And I told myself, if he can hear me, then he'll know exactly what I asked him for. So I did this for a month. And then eventually, like a month passes and his path's over. And I went to go wish him a happy Passover. And when I got to go wish him, like it was my turn, I was told that I needed to leave because he was about to eat. So I got very upset inside. I was like really angry. I was like, and I was like, okay, well, this isn't real. I walk away and then I hear him calling my name and he's like screaming my name. And he was like, come back here, come back. So I get back and he says, says to me, you think I would let you go and let you believe that none of this was true? He said, if I let you go, you wouldn't know that you wouldn't get me the proof that I heard you. And I was like, what? So that was the first experience. So I knew that he'd heard all my questions because he answered all my questions right there in person, live, after a month of just talking to him, like kind of in thin air. Well, that's what I thought I was doing, but I was connecting to his soul. I wasn't aware. Wow. But that's what I was doing. Yeah. So no, I did not know that this was what I was supposed to do, nor did I didn't know that he was the one who, like, he didn't tell me this was what I was supposed to do, but he did, like, that day, he was like, if I'd let you walk away, that would be the end. He was like, that would be the end for you.
Wow.
So I'm like, ooh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. It's an incredible story. Amazing. I wanted to let anybody know who does not know who the Rav is or, you know, who we're talking about. His name is Rav Berg. It was the Rav and Karen Berg, and they were the ones who basically brought Kabbalah to the general masses in a way that's easily digestible and that anybody who has a desire to learn can receive from this wisdom and take classes and learn. And there's Kabbalah centers all over the world. And you can learn more at Kabbalah.com if you're interested. But just to give you a little bit of backstory for anyone who was not aware of that. But yeah, I wanted to dive in a little bit more into your gifts, you know, and just how you're utilizing it these days, and also a little bit about how you receive your messages. I've had a good number of channelers on here, and I love that you you know, had a teacher who was teaching you, like, we've had a few conversations about how powerful it is to have teaching and, like, structured schooling in the spiritual arts and in the energetic arts, because it's kind of like something that's blossoming, and I think is going to blossom more and more as human consciousness is transforming, and we're coming to know ourselves as, like, vibrational energetic beings with you know, beyond kind of just the five senses. So if you could talk maybe a little bit about how you receive your messages or how you learned, anywhere that feels
sure,
it feels aligned.
So as you know, or may not know, I don't know, we experience our intuition through all our five senses. So the first one for me was clairaudience. I could hear. So I could hear voices. Sometimes I hear the guides in my own voice, or sometimes I hear their voices. So that's the first thing. And then, like, over time, all these ways of receiving intuition developed. So then I can see images. And then my hands get hot. So at the very beginning of my journey, when I wanted to ask a yes or no question, for example, like, should I send my kids to this school or this school? I would, like, hover over the table, and one part of the table would be yes and one part would be no. And I would just keep hovering, and the yes would be hot and the no would be, like, cool air. So those were the first things. And then during sessions, there are times that I can actually smell, which is crazy. You know, somebody asked me about a property that they were looking to buy, and I could smell mold, like the smell of mold suddenly, like, came through, and I was like, oh, I think they have a mold issue. And it turned out they did. Wow. So yeah. And I was like, what? That's crazy. You know, like, actually every time I do a reading, I'm like, what? That's crazy. Every time I get blown away. Like, I can't believe that, that I'm actually tapping into something. So it's kind of fun that way. Yeah.
It makes life really, that makes life really fun. You know, what a gift.
Yes. And I don't remember any of my sessions. So that's also a good thing. Cause imagine if I remembered everything that, totally. That I heard.
And also, guys, if you're going to do a session with Michelle, don't worry. She's not going to remember all of your issues and private details that may come up from, you know, your grandmother, grandfather's popping in, or, you know, trauma.
I really don't. Yeah. I don't remember. Nada. So yeah. And then I so what my teacher taught me, she basically, what she did with me, she would just give me names of people she knew. And it was like practice. Like, she threw me in it. It wasn't, I didn't learn out of a textbook. It was like, she threw me in and she'd be like, okay, tell me about Alejandra Gomez. And I'd be like, what? I'm like, and I had so much ego at the time. Like, want me to tell you out loud? Like, this is so embarrassing. Like, what if I get it wrong? She's like, just close your eyes. Enough with your ego. And I would just tell her. I was embarrassed. I really was. And eventually I started to flow and tell her, and the whole time she was like, yes, yes. And we just practiced like that for like 8 months. She would just help me connect with souls, help me communicate with souls. So that's all I knew how to do. I didn't actually even know how to do a reading. I was like, I don't even know what a reading looks like. And then eventually, you know, once I accepted my gift, because it just kept coming and kept coming, and I started doing readings. But really, once I accepted it, that's when everything started to flow.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful how your life path and what you do are so, and your, like, personal development is probably very connected with what you do and how you give back to the world. So
yeah, 100%. No, I mean, I love what I do, because it doesn't feel like work. It just, I just love it.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you also are teaching classes these days. I understand. I've actually heard from some days that, yeah, you know, I'm taking this intuition class. It's amazing, with Michelle. So, you want to tell people a little bit about your classes and how you teach them, because ultimately, sure, obviously you have a gift, you're a guide, you can help people in different situations, but you also want to pass on this gift in a way, because everybody has intuition. We can all tap in. We all have right. the capability, right? So what are, you know, how do you teach it? And what are maybe some of the common blocks that you see when people who come in to learn about tapping into our intuition? Yeah.
Okay. So the way I like to teach it, like, purely practical, because I feel like with intuition, if you don't practice, it's like, you don't trust yourself. You don't know that the difference between you thinking something and you actually receiving an intuitive hit. It's not so obvious. With practice, you'll know how to differentiate too. Kind of like me at the beginning, I thought that I was thinking all these things, which was impossible for me to know, because I really didn't know how to separate those two things. So when I teach, it's a lot of practice. The first class, we learn how to practice our yes and no's, because that's a great first step to clear our minds. That's actually one of the biggest blocks, like you asked. It's like, a lot of people, they say, well, I don't receive messages and I don't, you know, I'm not getting anything. I don't know. It's because their minds are so busy. It's like, they're not at the frequency to receive any messages or receive their intuitive downloads. It's like static on a radio station. It's like, they can't, it's impossible. So until you learn how to clear your mind, and I do those kind of exercises as well, guided visualizations, to help people become more aware of how they are actually receiving their messages, because we all receive them differently. Some people just, like, the information just drops in. Some people have the gift of clairvoyance, they can actually see. And some people hear, and some people feel. So they feel it in their body, they feel sensations. Like, you know, when I connect to somebody who has anxiety, I usually feel like an elephant is sitting on me. So I recognize that feeling now because I've been doing it for so long. And in my sessions, I help people recognize what those cues are from the universe, you know, to tell them, okay, this means this and this means that. So yeah, it's a lot of practice. I also teach them how to open their own Akashic records. And through the records, you're able to basically access kind of like an iCloud. That's what the Akashic records are. It's like an iCloud. This is really layman terms, but this is kind of the way I talk. So it's like an iCloud it has your file in it, and you're able to access past, present, future, thoughts, actions, all of it is all stored in this iCloud. And if you're able to access your own records, you're able to basically receive clarity about, you know, ask questions for yourself about any area. So my goal is people, I don't want them to rely on me. I want them to be able to do this themselves, you know? I want them to be able to listen to their inner voice, to trust their higher selves, to trust that they're actually receiving this guidance. That's key. The key is really to believe that what they're getting is real. And that's my goal, is that I'm there to validate that, because really that's the key, to believe in themselves, to clear their minds, to know the difference between their thoughts and their intuition. And one of, like, a useful tip I could tell you. So, like, if I was thinking right now and you asked me what color is my top, I would tell you it's white and I'm looking straight at you, right? But a lot of times, let's say you asked me, like, what do you feel like I need to change in my life, or something, you know, something deeper than what color is your shirt, I would actually look away. A lot of people look away, they look up or they look down or they close their eyes, because I'm receiving the information. I'm not thinking it. It doesn't just pop in my head like that, you know, it's not so instant. And so that's actually one of the tips that I share, is like, when you're receiving intuition, you just have to know how you're receiving it. then you'll know the difference. You also need to realize that it's your brain and your ego that's getting in the way of you, like receiving the intuition. You know, as soon as you start to overanalyze something that you've received, it's like done. It's like you've corrupted the message from the universe.
Totally. It's like you go into the mind, and then, and even if it's a feeling, as soon as you take the feeling into the mind,
yes,
then it's kind of like gets frozen. At least this is just something that I've come, coming up for me a lot recently. And I'm like, I need to not go up there. Even if I just stay present, even if I'm just talking to somebody, even if I'm just like picking up a book, at least I'm here. I'm not going this whole analysis. I do have Gemini moon, so it's a big, you know, challenge for those people who have my placement.
But even for me at the beginning, when I first started doing sessions, obviously I wanted to like be perfect, even though I know I'm not, but whatever. I mean, I am kind of, no, I'm just kidding. I would sometimes receive messages, but then look at the person I'm doing the session for and assume that that couldn't be true. So I wouldn't tell them the message that I received. I would wait throughout the whole session. And just so that I could look good, so that God forbid I would say something that would make me look bad. And then, but the thing is, when the guides give you messages, they'll keep telling you until you share it, if you're meant to share it. Right. So I'm hearing this message, like, you have to tell her. And I was doing a session for this lady who, she was in her 70s, and I kept seeing her skydiving, but my brain, my ego got involved and told myself, like, that's impossible. Like, that doesn't make sense. So I don't want to
be like responsible for a dangerous situation.
Right.
As all of these, you know, fears and precautions.
Yeah. I was like, what is this? And so then I, I didn't tell her. The whole session was over. And then I said to myself, I've just got to say it, even if I sound stupid. So I said, listen, this doesn't make sense, but this is what I'm seeing. And then she was like, oh my God. Like, she used to skydive in her 20s, like all the time. And there was a message there, you know, it actually completed the whole reading. And it was from then I realized, I'm like, I can't try to, you can't involve yourself in this work. You've got to be removed. I can't have my ego in there. And my brain trying to analyze and you know, trying to make it okay, you know? So yes, that's an important, that's a major block for a lot of people, is that they either get their brains involved, they second guess themselves. It's usually the first message that comes through that's the right message. So if you're asking yourselves, for all of you who are live, like, if you're asking yourself like a yes and no question, and you first get a yes, and then next you get a no, it's usually the yes, it's not the no. Like, you've got to just, you know, go for the first answer that came to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you ever do like for that, for example, because if you get the yes, and maybe you, somewhere inside of you, you had a desire for the no, then, you know, the battle ensues. No, it was yes, no, it was no, no, it was this. But what another way, do you ever do like automatic writing or writing with the non-dominant hand, something like that?
I personally have never done that. So if I have doubt, I usually, and this is something that I teach, I like to visualize in my mind's eye a traffic light. Mm-hmm. And so you close your eyes, you can see the traffic light. You can see red, yellow, and green. Red is no, green is yes. Yellow is maybe. And it's very easy for a lot of people to visualize that. You know what a traffic light looks like. You can visualize that. So I'll just ask, like, guides, can you please show me a traffic light? Then it pops up. Can you please show me a red light for no? Then I see the red light. Can you please show me a green light for yes? See the green light. And then that's how I do it. It's like I remove myself from the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know,
that visual, it reminds me of this alarm clock I saw at a friend's house she had for her kids, because they would wake up super, super early. And so they had this like little stoplight in the room. So like when it was red, it means like it's not time to get up yet. You know, like they wake up at like 4, you know.
Oh, like, my God.
Yellow means like it's coming. When it's green, it means like you can go wake up mom and dad.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Yeah.
So our guides are vibrating at like a high level. And if we're at a lower level, there's no way we can hear them. Mm-hmm. So we have to vibrate at the same level in order to be able to receive their messages. It's just like a radio station. If you're not tuned in to the right channel and you're in between, you're not going to hear anything. So yeah, you know, there are different ways to get there. It could be meditation. I'm personally not, I don't love to meditate, because actually meditation, not all meditations, but a lot of meditations get me thinking about my to-do list, which is the opposite effect. You know, but for some people, it really does work. So there's meditation, there's, you know, taking a long shower. I get my best ideas in the shower. I'm sure a lot of us do. You know, even folding laundry, doing any kind of activity that doesn't require your brain and thinking. Mm-hmm. Washing dishes, going for a run, going for a hike, listening to the sound of rain, white noise. Like you can just like lose yourself. And, you know, before I do sessions, I usually, that's how I quiet my mind. I listen to the sound of rain or white noise for like 10 minutes prior, get into a zone, and then I'm ready. I'm at that frequency. But I'm
totally,
you know, and I've spoken to a lot of people whose loved ones have passed away, and they're like, you know, I talk to them, but I don't hear anything that they say. I'm like, you know, yes, you don't hear anything, but it doesn't mean they're not talking to you. You don't hear anything because you're not at that level that you can receive their messages. You cannot hear them. You're not there. You're not open.
Totally. It's so interesting as you were saying that, because you totally tapped into my thoughts, because I was thinking, yeah, you know, last night I was in one of those situations where like my mind was just so active, and I'm like, I'm just really not going to receive anything right now. Like I had been working and I'm writing, so there's a lot of thoughts going through, and I said like, it's just too busy in there. So I'm going to head out to a yin yoga class, and I'm going there. And once I'm driving, you know, it's like when you're going somewhere, when you're like on a focus, and especially then in a yoga class, somebody's bringing you through and you're in your body, you're feeling your body. And then I get back in the car, turn on the music. And it's not just last night, it happens in different times. And that's when I'm able to connect, for example, with my little brother, because he loved music. And certain songs, I think last week, song came on, and I just like felt him around me like so strongly, to the point where I'm crying, you know?
Oh, wow.
And then I got out of the car. That was last Friday. And then I'm going into where I'm going to go, and I get into the elevator, and there's a guy standing there, and literally never in all my time in LA, I've never seen somebody with a Red Sox shirt on, but he's like got his Red Sox shirt, which is our Boston team, my little brother's favorite. He once even threw the pitch on the mound, and I was like, wow, you know, it's incredible, because I really felt his presence around me. And so music is the way that I can, because it brings me into a vibration.
That's right. Yeah. So there's lots of it. Some people it's through writing, like you said, you know, automatic writing. But it, you know, if you light a candle, like stare into the flame and just sit with a pen and paper and just see what comes, that's another way to really connect.
Totally. How do you feel right now about kind of tapping in? We've kind of been tapped in this whole conversation, I feel, and I feel so grateful, first of all, that you were coming on the Cosmic Chats and to have you here. How do you feel about kind of receiving a message for the people who are on this chat right now, or who will listen in the future? Does it feel aligned?
Sure. Hold on. Let me get a message. See, I can't look at you and get a message. I have to look away.
Yeah. Channel for the people.
All right. Channeling for the people.
For the souls that are connected with us now.
Okay, so here's the message that I received, and it was to do with self-worth and self-love. That we need to tap into our value. We need to see who we really are. We really need to appreciate our gifts. A lot of us take our gifts for granted. Like, you know, somebody could be an amazing organizer. They're like, yeah, well, you know, so are 5 billion other people. But you've got to really look within and see how gifted you are. Like, see the, like, really get in touch with the value you bring to the table in all different areas of your life. When you are connected to your value, you automatically will be connected to the essence of who you are. And when you're connected to who you are, that's when you're like totally in your flow. Because if you don't know who you are, other people can't see you for who you are. As soon as you really are tapped into what really makes you tick, your passions, your desires, the things in your life that really make you feel alive, that's when flow happens. That's when you coincidentally meet people that are going to take you to your next level. So yeah, it's really, really important to see yourself, to see you for who you really are.
Yeah. Wow. Noticing and putting attention on the things that we don't usually put attention on, because we're like, oh, it's nothing. Like, oh, it's nothing. Like, maybe it was disregarded, for example, in childhood. So it wasn't seen, it wasn't valued. So you're just used to disregarding that part of yourself. But it's like a process to go through and to say, like, oh, wow, you know, the way that I cook the chicken.
Yeah, all of it.
Really amazing. Or the way that I, from the smallest things to the biggest things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting because so many people that I talk to, it's like the beauty about what I do, like, I really think it's a gift for me, is that I'm able to see somebody like in their truest potential, like on their highest, like I see their soul. I don't see all their garbage. And my dream is for people to see themselves in that light. Like, you're amazing. Like, every time I do a reading, I'm like, oh my God, these people are amazing. Cause I'm really connecting to their truth, like the depths of who they really are.
Wow.
So, the message really is for people to see and value who they are. It's like, it will be a game changer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
For me, sometimes I don't even know exactly how this is going to come out, but like, it's like sometimes when I'm like in my environment, like I really believe in feng shui, right? And like the power of like our environment. And for me, my space, my home, my room, it really reflects like what's going on inside of me. So if I'm like kind of disregarding myself, like my place kind of gets like really messy. Certain areas of it get really messy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's kind of like an interesting point. And then I'm like, oh wait, I need to like slow down and like pull myself back in. And like a lot of it also has to do with being able to give myself the space to come into my heart, you know, because it's not something that we don't always do it so much. We can watch TV and I'm out doing this, you know, but really giving myself the space or to come into my heart or to do, for example, like the morning pages. I've been doing that recently from Julia Cameron.
I love that.
And to connect to those different chakras that are like outside of up here, especially the solar plexus chakra, because the solar plexus holds is our place of self-actualization and worth. And a lot of times we're just corded to like all of these things. And it's really, at least for me, the past few years, I've been a solar plexus overhaul. So
I love the way you put that. Yeah. A lot of us, like, we're attached to our to-do list. We're very much in our heads, like, okay, you know, what do I need to do today? And we feel validated from everything that we've done, you know, and like something that we could do to really connect to the heart is check in with ourselves. Is this something that feels aligned with us today? Like, do you feel like doing this thing on your to-do list? Like, how does it make you feel? And a lot of us are so disconnected from that. It's like, no, but I need to do it. I have to, I should. It's like, throw that word should out the window and really check in and ask yourself, does this feel good? If yes, then do it. And if not, then let it go. Like, do it another day and check in again. And that is a great way to really connect and connect to the heart and see how you really feel. How are things making you feel? And you'll be truly in alignment.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that message. Does anybody else, can we open it up to questions? Or I know we're kind of getting over towards the end, but does anybody want to ask a question? Any kind of question of Michelle? It's kind of a great opportunity. Yeah. Totally not necessary, but and Bueller?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's so funny. Anyone? Bueller?
Something else is that on this that's chat, like, so it's just so mesmerized listening to you and so engaged in your sharing that I just all of a sudden saw you like being, I was like, she looks so young. I was like, I don't know, maybe you brought out your inner child, inner 12-year-old. I'm like, I just like saw you what you were probably like when you were 12, kind of very wise and above your age. But anyway,
I feel like a 12-year-old. I feel like a 5-year-old, actually.
It was beautiful. It was like something very, very special, a special glow.
49, though. 49. I know. It's crazy.
And we embrace everything because it's all a part of the journey. The age, this.
Yes.
There's none of those feelings.
We're ageless.
We're ageless. Exactly. So many questions. We got, do you do readings virtually?
Yes, I do. I do all my readings virtually. On the phone or over Zoom.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody want to ask like a question like about anything? Anything personal, like even something personal. I know it's a lot, but.
No pressure. But maybe they don't want to because it's like.
Yeah, because then
it's exposed. You're going to be exposed. Sure. I'm exposed, right? Now this is a big deal.
But it, you know, it really felt magical, and I'm again, I'm just so grateful that you're. Oh, any messages for Melissa Nellimori?
Who? I need to kind of Melissa Elizabeth Moriarty. Well, it's a little hard. Okay. Let's see. I'm being put on the spot here. Let me see. Well, do you have a question? I'd rather have a question, actually. A message is kind of broad. Oh, I see a question here. With muscle testing, how do you stay out of the way? Maybe you know this answer, Debbie.
Well, first of all, you want to make sure that you're very well hydrated. And then it depends on what kind of muscle testing you're doing. We do muscle testing with Theta Healing. And I find that I prefer the one where I'm going back and forth on my feet as opposed to this one with my fingers, although sometimes you can do that. But it's just that same thing, clearing the mind and like stepping aside and asking and knowing that I'm worthy. Like, it's also like this sense of like kind of seeing myself. And I've done this since I was little, actually. I see myself kind of outside of myself, as if I were like a friend of mine and not me. I'm like, well, imagine that Debbie's like this friend of mine, not me. And it kind of like brings me like one step away. And then from there, I can ask them. And also it gives me such a sense of compassion because especially I remember, you know, your friends when you're little, you like, I always thought so highly of them and I loved them so much. And I knew that I probably wouldn't receive an answer, but she would definitely receive an answer. So then I said, oh, let me use that to my advantage. Let me imagine that I'm my friend who I believe will receive the answer because somewhere inside me, I don't believe I'll receive the answer, but I kind of put myself in that energetic space and then I'm able to receive in a different way. I also do that with meditation and a lot of different things.
And I love that you said that. I do that. I pretend that I have an identical twin sister. Mm. And I always ask, like, what would I do for her? Like, because sometimes it's hard for us to even do things for ourselves, like, or treat ourselves well. So I do it all the time. I'm like, okay, what would I do for her? You know? And that's how I get my, you know, clearer messages. Because I'm not doing it for myself.
Right. Because there's so much subconscious programming. It's like a weeds that we kind of have to work through, you know?
Yes. Yes, yes. Okay, so Melissa, do you have a specific question? I don't want to ignore you. I'm not ignoring you.
Maybe she'll do a session.
Okay.
But thank you so much, Stassi Red, for asking the question.
Yes. Anyone else? Anyone else? Bueller, Bueller. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for everybody who's on right now. I really appreciate you coming into this kind of magical space. I loved it. Before I got in here, I was just thinking about magic. It came into my mind, like magic. She's magical. And when we come together in any kind of connection that's for, you know, upliftment and love, and acknowledging that unity between us, especially in the world today, I just feel like there's magic in it. And I'm very grateful to be able to have had you on the show.
Thank you. I'm grateful to you too. I love you.
I love you too. And thank you everybody who joined us today. And check out www.michellegaloub.com. And it's with two L's because I was sending the email to one L and it's two L's.
Two L's.
And you can also DM, they can DM you directly, right?
Yeah.
On Instagram, Instagram, Facebook.
Totally. Yes.
On Facebook.
Amazing. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
so much, everybody. Have a great evening.
Love. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Cosmic Chats with Debbie Sugarbaker podcast. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You never know how your sharing it could affect the life of somebody else, something that they hear from somebody who's on the chat. And it's beautiful and wonderful to be an intermediary in those interactions. So hope you have a beautiful morning, evening, afternoon, wherever you are. Thanks again. Lots of love. Enjoy your beautiful life.